Nutrition by numbers. Have we stopped eating for joy? Tyranny of the calorie. No matter what dishes are on the table, one word will float through everyone's mind. Calories. How many? How sinful? How soon to the gym? The word is extremely useful. Calories help us visualize ourselves and our physical exertions numerically. I had so much of this, so I need to work it out by expending that much energy. When pop idols divulge their favorite recipes in celebrity magazines, complete with caloric measurements, we can become a little more like them by ingesting the same numbers. But it's a slippery concept. History of the calorie. First, it's really only been used for food since the late 19th century. In 1887, Wilbur Olin Atwater, an American chemist, proposed using the measure. The amount of heat which would raise the temperature of a kilogram of water 1 degree centigrade for the energy contained in food. Atwater had calculated the fuel value per pound of various cuts of meat. For example, beef rump, very lean, had an average of 710 calories per pound. The capital C is important. Simply put, 1,000 calories made up 1 calorie. But the calorie, big or little, isn't officially scientific anymore. The word that is de rigueur in scientific circles since 1948 is joules. Atwater's pound of beef flesh would be 2,970,640 joules. Here to stay? I'm pretty certain the persistence of calorie is because it's easier to swallow than joules. Caloric numbers are easier to grasp when the recommended daily calories to be consumed are 2,500 and 2,000 for the average male and female, respectively. Still, there is a tyranny to calories. Every move we make can be calculated by our smartwatches, with unused energy turning into flab. In ages past, what we dined on was determined to some degree by the seasons and by a sense of the elements around us. There was a philosophy for living that made us more than just equations. There is joy and conviviality that comes with eating. You can't put a number on happiness.